Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom, welcome to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 15th of January, 2018. We are in the book of Jasher. We're going to try to do chapters 25, 26, and 27. 25 and 26 and 27 are three shorter chapters. Well, good news. The intense cold has broken here. It's going to warm up this week a little bit. So they say, of course, that's what they say. So let's get right into it. Yitzchak in the last chapter, Isaac, had taken Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, his uncle, for a wife. So, and verse 1 of chapter 25, you can reference Genesis chapter 25, verse 1. And it was at that time that Abraham again took a wife in his old age, and her name was Keturah, from the land of Canaan. Verse 2. And she bare unto him Zimron, Yokshan with a Y. They spell everything with a J. Wherever there is a J, it should be a Y, okay? In the actual Hebrew, Yokshan. Medan, M-E-D-A-N. Midian, M-I-D-I-A-N. Ishbak, and Shuach, being six sons. And the children of Zimron, that's the son, were Abichen, Molik, and Narim. You can find the book of Jasher at www.sacred-texts.com, and you can just look up in Jasher and read along with me. My Jasher has a lot of notes, okay? Lots and lots and lots. Verse 3, and the sons of Yokshan. Oh boy, my nose is tickling and I'm gonna have to sneeze. Just pardon me just a second. That's that dry weather and stuff in here. It's just, oh, it's terrible. Everybody's snarfling and sniffling. It hit everybody pretty hard. Verse 3 again. And the sons of Yokshan were Sheba and Dedan later on, the Queen of Sheba would visit Solomon, okay? And that comes from Yokshan. And Dedan will become the Dodanese. And the sons of Medan were Amida, Yoab, that's got a Y instead of a J, it's not Joab, it's Yoab. There's no J in Hebrew. Gochi, G-O-C-H-I. Elisha and Notok. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, E-P-H-A-H, Epher, E-P-H-E-R, Chanok, Abida, and Eldaah. And the Midians would become the Midianites. Okay. Verse 4, and the sons of Ishbak. Now that's spelled Y-I-S-H-B-A-K. They left the Y off here. But in the Hebrew, it's I-Y. Okay. War Makiro, Beyodua, and Tator. Verse 5. And the sons of Shuach were Bildad, Mamdad, Munan, and Meban. All these are the families of the children of Keturah, the Canaanitish woman, which she bore unto Abraham, the Hebrew. Now, it says Hebrew, not Jew. Now, remember he was going to send away Keturah and Ishmael? Well, he sent these away too. Verse 6, you can reference Genesis 25, verse 6. And Abraham sent all these away, and he gave them gifts, and they went away from his son Yitzchak to dwell wherever they should find a place. Okay? Now, these are the Keturites. She was a Canaanitess. And he sent them away so they would not bother Isaac. Okay? At verse 7, and all these went to the mountain at the east in which they dwelt unto this day. Verse 8. But the children of Sheba and Dedan, children of Yokshan, with their children, did not dwell with their brothers in their cities. And they journeyed and encamped in the countries and wildernesses unto this day, when this book was written. Okay. We don't know exactly where they went to. Verse 9, and the children of Midian, son of Abraham, went to the east of the land of Cush. Now that would be Hebrew Cush, not Ethiopia. They try to say Ethiopia is Cush. It is not. And there they found a large valley in the eastern country, and they remained and built a city, and they dwelt therein. That is the land of Midian unto this day. Midianites, okay? Israel would have to fight Midian. Verse 10. And Midian dwelt in the city which he built, he and his five sons, and all belonging to him. Verse 11. And these are the names of the sons of Midian, according to their names in their cities. Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaah. That's E-L-D-A-A-H. So it's Eldaah, because it has the two A's. Their spelling and pronunciation in the English has been highly anglicized, and seeing as how I do not have a text of this in Hebrew, I know there's supposed to be some out there, but I have not seen one, and I've looked all over on the web and all of this, and they have one that's got a Strong's version of the Book of Jasher, but they can't definitively prove that it's taken from Hebrew writings. So I'm not going to present it as fact. I don't do that. Unless I have definitive proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't do that. Verse 12, and the sons of Ephah were Metak, Meshar, Awi or Avi. Probably Awi. They put a V as a Vav instead of a W as a wall. The scribes did that and it is inaccurate, so that's up for question. It's either A-W-I or A-V-I, and I don't know which. As I said, I don't have the Hebrew for this. And Zanua, T-Z-A-N-U-A, these are all close approximations, and they're not all that important. You don't have to have them exact because the people are being just recounted, and they didn't. If they're going to amount to anything or be an ancestor of, I'll tell you. And the sons of Epher, this is verse 12, were Ephron, Zur. Now they have Z U R. It probably is T S U R. Alirun and Medin. And the sons of Kanak were Reuel, Rechem, Azi, Al-Yoshub, and Alad. Verse 13. And the sons of Abida were Hur, C-H-U-R, Melud, Keruri, Molki, and the sons of Eldaah were Micher and Reba, and Malkiah and Gabol. These are the names of the Midianites according to their families. And afterwards, the families of Midian spread throughout the land of Midian. And they would become enemies later. And they had pagan gods and all of that. So they didn't remain pure by any means, because they had the Canaanite ancestor. Verse 14. And these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. Verse 15. And Ishmael took a wife from the land of Mitzrayim. Here they have Egypt, but it's Mitzrayim. And her name was Reba. The same is Meribah. So they called her two different names. Verse 16. And Reba bare unto Ishmael Nebaioth, Nebaioth, Kedar, which became the name of a big city, the big city of Kedar. Adbeel, Adbeel, and Mibsam, and their sister Basmath. Verse 17. And Ishmael cast away his wife Reba, and she went from him and returned to Mitzrayim, to the house of her father, and she dwelt there, for she had been very bad in the sight of Ishmael and in the sight of his father Abraham. That's the one that didn't recognize or show respect to Abraham when he came to visit, so he got rid of her. Now this is about his second wife. Verse 18. And Ishmael afterward took a wife from the land of Canaan, and her name was Malkuth, M-A-L-C-U-T-H, and she bare unto him Nishma, Duma, Masa, Chadad, Tema, Yetur, Naphish, and Kedma. Okay, and Kedma would be a big city, named after that man. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, 12 princes according to their nations. They all built nations. Those are Ishmaelites, Ishmaelites. And the families of Ishmael afterward spread forth, and Ishmael took his children and all his property that he had gained, together with the souls of his households and all belonging to them, and they went to dwell where they should find a place. Verse 20. And they went and dwelt near the wilderness of Paran. Okay. And their dwelling was from Chawilah. Now that's C-H-A-W, not V. I-L-A-H. Unto Shur. That is before Mitzrayim as you come toward Asher. That's Assyria. Okay. They've anglicized this in the past pretty heavy. And they have influenced all that stuff. But I'm taking the record out of Genesis where we do have the Hebrew and sort of fixing this thing up a bit. All of this is a historical perspective. Okay, that's what Yashar is. Verse 21. And Ishmael and his sons dwelt in the land, and they had children born to them, and they were fruitful and increased abundantly. Verse 22. And these are the names of the sons of Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael. Mend. Send, just like it sounds, mend, M-E-N-D, and send, S-E-N-D. Mayon, and the sons of Kedar were Alion, Kezem, Chamad, C-H-A-M-A-D, and Eli. Common name, Eli. They had a lot of people with that name. So, you know, just like our name, John or Bill or Paul or... whatever. Verse 23, and the sons of Adbeel were Hamad and Yabin. Again, they have a J. It's a Y. Y-A-B-I-N. And the sons of Mibsam were Obadiah, Ebed-Melech, and Yeush. These are the families of the children of Reba, the wife of Ishmael. That's the wife that he got rid of. Verse 24. And the sons of Mishma, the son of Ishmael, were Shamua, Zecharion, and Obed. And the sons of Duma were Kezed, Eli, Mahmad, and Ahmed. Verse 25. And the sons of Massa were Melon, like melon, Mula, and Ebidadon. You find a spelling in the book. We're unsure of a lot of this. This is just a history, so it's not that critical. These are not our forefathers. Okay. And the sons of Hadad were Azur, Minzar, and Ebed-Melech. And the sons of Tema were Seir, Sadon, and Yaakov. Get that? Duke Tema and Seir, Duke Tema, a duke of Edom, and Mount Seir. Well, they've got those names right here now. Let's see if they're connected, shall we? Verse 26. And the sons of Yetur were Merith, Yaish, Alyo, and Pakoth. And the sons of Naphish were Ebed Tamed, Abiyasaph, and Mir, M-I-R. And the sons of Kedma were Kalip, Tachti, and Omir. These were the sons, were the children of Malkuth, the wife of Ishmael, according to their families. These are the ones that were from the good wife. Okay. Verse 27. All these are the families of Ishmael, according to their generations, and they dwelt in those lands wherein they had built themselves cities unto this day. Those are the children of the east, okay? The Ishmaelites. Verse 28. And Rebekah, the daughter of Betuel, the wife of Abraham's son Yitzchak, was barren in those days. She had no offspring. And Yitzchak dwelt with his father in the land of Canaan, and Yahweh was with Yitzchak. And Arpachshad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, that's Noah, died in those days in the 48th year of the life of Yitzchak, Isaac. And all the days that Arpachshad lived were 438 years, and he died. That's longevity, folks. That's pretty much longevity. Let me clear my sinuses here just a second, please. I'm not the only one that's got the sniffles. Verse 1 of chapter 26. Now, chapter 26 has 39 verses, but they're sort of short. Verse 1. And in the 59th year of the life of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham, Rebekah, his wife, was still barren in those days. Okay. Genesis 25, verse 21. And Rebekah said unto Yitzchak, truly I have heard, my lord, that your mother Sarah was barren in her days until my Lord Abraham. That's not a deification. That's a title of respect. Your father prayed for her and she conceived by him. Verse 3. Now therefore, stand up, pray you, to Yah, also to Yah. That's faith. And he will hear your prayer and remember us through his mercies. Verse 4. And Yitzchak answered his wife Rebekah, saying, and here I got to sneeze again, just a second. I hate that when it interrupts me like that. I was rolling. And Yitzchak answered his wife, Rebekah, saying, Abraham has already prayed for me to Yah to multiply his seed line. Now, therefore, this barrenness must proceed to us from thee. In other words, you're probably the one at fault. Verse 5. And Rebekah said unto him, but arise now thou also and pray. In other words, you pray too, that Yahweh may hear your prayer and grant me children. And Yitzchak hearkened to the words of his wife, and Yitzchak and his wife rose up and went to the land of Moriah to pray there and to seek Yahweh. And when they had reached that place, Yitzchak stood up and prayed to Yahweh on account of his wife, because she was barren. And Yitzchak said, O Yah, Elohim of the sky and land, whose goodness and mercies fill the land. You who did take my father from his father's house and from his birthplace and did bring him unto this land and did say to him, to your seed line will I give the land. And you did promise him and did declare unto him, I will multiply your seed line as the stars of the sky and as the sand of the sea. Now may thy words be verified, which you did speak unto my father. Verse 7. For you are Yahweh, our Elohim, our eyes are toward you to give us seed of men, as you did promise us. For you are Yahweh, our Elohim, and our eyes are, and they have are directed in italics to tie it in, toward you. And then they have only in italics. Verse 8. And Yahweh heard the prayer of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. And Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Okay, pardon me, my nose is bothering me again. This is just part of the season. Yep, rough night to record. Sorry. And in about 7 months, after the children struggled together within the womb, this is Genesis, you can reference Genesis 25, verse 22. They were 7 months along, and the kids were struggling. And it pained her greatly that she was wearied on account of them. She was having a rough pregnancy, okay? And she said to all the women who were then in the land, "Did such a thing happen to you as it has to me?" In other words, they were kicking and punching and doing all kinds of contortions inside her. And they said unto her, "No." In other words, they didn't have a pregnancy like this. This is going to be an epic pregnancy. Verse 10. And she said unto them, "Why am I alone in this amongst all the women that are upon the land?" She didn't understand. And she went to the land of Moriah to seek Yahweh on account of this. And she went to Shem and Eber, his son, to make inquiries of them in this matter, and that they should seek Yahweh in this thing respecting her. Verse 11, and she also asked Abraham to seek and inquire of Yahweh about all that had befallen her. Verse 12, and they all inquired of Yahweh concerning this matter, and they brought her word from Yahweh and told her. Now listen to this. You can reference Genesis 25, 23. Two children are in your womb, and two nations shall rise from them, and one nation shall be stronger than the other, and the greater shall serve the younger. Verse 13. And when her days to be delivered were completed, she knelt down, and behold, there were twins in her womb, as Yahweh had spoken to her. Verse 14, you can reference Genesis 25, verse 25. And the first came out all red, all over, like a hairy garment. And all the people of the land called his name Esau. And that is E-S-A-W, not a U. Saying that this one was made complete from the womb. Verse 15. And after that came his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. You can reference Genesis 25, 26. Therefore they called his name Yaakob. Not J-A-C-O-B, Yaakob. Y-A, an apostrophe, A-C-O-B. Be. And it means hill catcher. And I've got to sneeze again. I've got a cold, evidently. Pardon me. Okay. And verse 16, and Yitzchak, the son of Abraham, was 60 years old when he begat them. Verse 17, and the boys grew up to their 15th year, and they came amongst the society of men. Esau was a designing and deceitful man, and an expert hunter in the field. And Yaakov was a man perfect and wise, dwelling in tents, feeding flocks, and learning the instructions of Yahweh and the commands of his father and mother. Stop right here. Esau was going to be the Edomites. And we know who the Edomites are today. And he was that way when he was young. That's why, even though he was a little older, Yahweh did not choose him. He was rejected and hated by Yahweh. Our coffee. Verse 18. And Yitzchak and the children of his household dwelt with his father Abraham in the land of Canaan, as Yah had commanded them. Verse 19, and Ishmael, the son of Abraham, went with his children and all belonging to them, and they returned there to the land of Hawilah, and they dwelt there. Verse 20, and all the children of Abraham's concubines went to dwell in the land of the east, for Abraham had sent them away from his son, and had given them presents, and they went away. They were not to interfere with the birthright. So he sent them away. Verse 21, and Abraham gave all that he had to his son Yitzchak, and he also gave him all his treasures. Now listen to this. And he commanded him, saying, do you not know and understand Yahweh is the God in the sky and in the land, and there is no other beside him? Now, how much plainer does it get than that? Verse 23, and it was he who took me from my father's house and from my birthplace, and gave me all the delights upon earth, who delivered me from the counsel of the wicked. For in him did I trust. Verse 24. And he brought me to this place, and he delivered me from Ur Kasdim, and he said unto me, to your seed line will I give all these lands, and they shall inherit them when they keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments that I have commanded thee, and which I shall command them. Verse 25. Now therefore, my son, hearken to my voice and keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I commanded you. Do not turn from the right way, either to the right or to the left, in order that it may be well with you and your children after you forever. Verse 26. And remember the wonderful works of Yahweh and his kindness that he has shown toward us in having delivered us from the hands of our enemies. And Yahweh our Elohim caused them to fall into our hands. And now, therefore, keep all that I have commanded you, and turn not away from the commandments of Yahweh, and serve none beside him, in order that it may be well with you and your seed line, after you. Verse 27. And teach you your children and your seed the instructions of Yahweh and His commandments, and teach them the upright way in which they should go, in order that it may be well with them forever. Directly commanded his son to obey Yahweh. Doesn't get plainer than that. Verse 28. And Yitzchak answered his father and said unto him, that which Yahweh has commanded will I do, and I will not depart from the commands of Yahweh my Elohim. I will keep all that he commanded me. And Abraham blessed his son Yitzchak, and also his children. And Abraham taught Yaakov the instruction of Yahweh and his ways. Yaakov, son of Yitzchak, got it from his grandpapa. Yeah. Genesis 25, verse 8 for verse 29 here. And it was at that time that Abraham died, in the 15th year of the life of Yaakov and Esau, the sons of Yitzchak. Notice they put Yaakov first. And all the days of Abraham were 175 years, and he died and was gathered to his people in good old age, old and satisfied with days. And Yitzchak and Ishmael, his sons, buried him. Verse 30, and when the inhabitants of Canaan heard that Abraham was dead, they all came with their kings and princes and all their men to bury Abraham. Verse 31, and all the inhabitants of the land of Haran and all the families of the house of Abraham and all the princes and grandees and the sons of Abraham by the concubines, all came when they heard of Abraham's death, and they requited, that means returned, Abraham's kindness and comforted Yitzchak his son, and they buried Abraham in the cave which he bought from Ephron the Hitti and his children for the possession of a burial place. That's the cave. Verse 32, and all the inhabitants of Canaan and all those that had known Abraham wept for Abraham a whole year. He was that great. And men and women mourned over him. And all the little children and all the inhabitants of the land wept on account of Abraham, for Abraham had been good to them all. And because he had been upright with Elohim and men. Very, very, very important. He's been upright. That's what this is, the book of the upright. Okay. And all the little children and all the inhabitants of the land wept on account of Abraham. Been upright and with Elohim and men. Verse 34, and there arose not a man who feared Yah like unto Abraham, for he had feared Yahweh from his youth and had served Yahweh and had gone in all his ways during his life from his childhood to the day of his death. Verse 35, and Yahweh was with him and delivered him from the counsel of Nimrod and his people. And when he made war with the four kings of Elam, he conquered them. Okay, in other words, he prevailed against all of these enemies. And he brought all the children of the land to the service of Yah. In other words, he evangelized. And he taught them the ways of Yahweh and caused them to know Yahweh. And he formed a grove and he planted a vineyard in it. And he had always prepared in his tent meat and drink to those that passed through the land, that they might satisfy themselves in his house. In other words, he was a good host, basically just a kind and good man all the way around. Everybody really loved Abraham. And Yahweh delivered the whole land on account of Abraham. I got to sneeze again, pardon me. Pardon me, that is rough. Verse 39, and it was after the death of Abraham that Yah blessed his son Yitzchak and his children. And Yahweh was with Yitzchak as he had been with his father Abraham, for Yitzchak kept all the commandments of Yahweh as Abraham his father had commanded him. He did not turn to the right or to the left from the right path which his father had commanded him. So you had a succession of righteous men right there. Abraham and Yitzchak. Not so with Esau. Okay. We're coming up on 27, chapter 27. And that's going to be the beginning of the story of Esau and all the stuff that he did. It's not going to be a normal story about Esau. There's some stuff that's going to be in it that will surprise you. But I will digress and get back to this just a second again. We've gone through a couple of the patriarchs. We've seen all the progenitors of pre-Israel and their lives and watched them pass on. Now we're going to come up into more modern times, and Chapter 27 is about Esau and Nimrod. And I'm not going to get into it right now because I don't want to spoil it. But on Wednesday, the 17th, we're going to do chapters 28, 29, and 30. And or 27, 28, 29, or something like that. We're going to get into chapter 27. I can't get 27 in today. Just can't. So we'll start with that on Wednesday. the 17th, and basically take it from there. So my website is https://www.pastor, pastor-steve.com. You can download all my shows. You can listen to them right there. It's not interactive. You can't post comments. That eliminates the trolls, etc., etc. I don't have time to babysit. I'm too busy doing shows. So that's about it. I'm going to say, may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. And I will catch you again on Wednesday the 17th, beginning with chapter 27 of the book of Yashar. Praise Yahweh, and I will see you then.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Lord.